Fox Casino, New Jersey. Chime time, 10:08. It's the Dennis and Judy Show with me and Kyle today. Kyle is in for Den. Den is out. I guess I don't have to make a big deal about that because it's really going to be every Friday, right?
Yeah, every Friday.
Okay, so we've come to the conclusion that when Dennis is here, Kyle is mean to me.
You have come to this conclusion.
No, it's true. I realized this and I didn't recognize it until he came back and then you started being mean to me again. And I realized you two do this little like team thing where, and when I was with EJ, you were like kind of like on my team.
Well, he was the stepfather.
Right.
You know, so it was like maybe you have a disagreement with your mom and you side with your dad. But then when the stepdad comes into play, mom came first.
Right.
You know?
And then all of a sudden Dennis comes back and I realize, uh-oh, the allegiance is completely the other way. So now I'm like, okay, now it's the two of them against me and I'm kind of defenseless. So I'm a victim of being, you know, on the wrong team.
Well, look, I thought my father was never going to come back. He had abandoned me. And so the fact that he even came back, I am very excited.
So, okay, I want to warn your mother. This is what I'm going to warn your mother. If she ever dumps your dad and gets a new stepfather for you, you're going to dump her. That's basically the message that you're saying.
I hope my mom never
comes second. I'm telling
you. No. Susan, my mom does not come second.
You come second.
She's lying, okay? Mom. Don't listen to her. She's playing the victim.
Well, I am the victim.
I know. I was saying that to you in the break, and then you went, I am the victim. Oh, yeah, you're kind of right.
Hold on one second. I have a visitor in the studio.
All
yes,
right.
Joseph, I'm on the radio. What?
Yeah, I know. Could you order more hand soap?
You got it. I'm in charge of
Bath
procurement.
And Body Works.
I'm procurement here at the old Franco Ranch.
I feel like it's pretty normal to ask you to buy necessities for the house.
Right? You can buy hand soap.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
You're the one who bought it.
This may be a topic,
I'm a victim.
Too.
Your basement.
I don't have a lot of money. But...
okay, I will. But Mark also will be like, he goes, I just want to be clean.
He's a very forward man. He said, I live in your basement and I don't have a lot of money. You pay for it. Wow.
Not only that, but like Mark will come to and goes, do you know, I don't know if you noticed, we added paper towels. And I'm like, okay, thanks for the news report. Like, well, send a newsletter. Like, what are you telling me? Get paper towels. Anyway, that is a topic, by the way.
Yeah,
who's in charge of procurement?
Is.
We have to talk about it. Because like in your house, you probably go through a similar thing in your apartment.
Yeah,
like,
maybe
who's
to
in
a degree.
Charge of like, you know what I mean? Like, is Allie in charge of like replenishing the toilet paper?
No, we both do it because we'll both do that when we go grocery shopping. But there are certainly things that maybe I'm running out somewhere and I say, hey, I'll grab this if we need it. Or she's running out somewhere. Hey, I'll grab this if we need it. But
right.
I wouldn't say that there's anyone that's their particular duty.
All right. Well, we'll get to that later on.
Yeah, maybe 11.
In the show.
I like that.
Matt goes, the kick up when Dennis isn't there. So
I saw that message and I thought to myself, oh, I wonder if that's true. And then I listened and 3 seconds in, I said, you are absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Let me see over here. Is that why Kyle's always sniffing his underwear, checking to see? Oh, that was from yesterday. Okay. So Kyle had an unfortunate occurrence in the workplace yesterday, which reminded me that it really is something we all need to think about. Tell your story,
it
Kyle.
It is the biggest whoopsie I think I've ever made in my life, and I felt awful. It's been a long time since I have felt as awful as I did yesterday. So,
are you going to be playing the victim in this story?
Well, I sort of am the victim.
No,
I'm
I
just
think
kidding.
The other guy's
the other guy's the victim. Yeah. So here's what happened, just flat out. You guys can be the judge on whether or not I'm a POS or not. So I'm here till 6 yesterday. I'm working with Jeff and Kylie, and I bring in lunch, and I have pasta. It's rigatoni, and it's a vodka rigatoni, and I don't remember exactly what's in it because we made it 3 or 4 days ago, and I didn't even want to bring it, but I said, look, I need something to eat. I'll have this, whatever. I don't really want to eat 4-day-old pasta, but I'm going to do it. 3 o'clock rolls around. I heat it up in the microwave. I eat this pasta. I think everything's normal. Everything's good. I leave the Tupperware out on the table, so when I leave...
How is the pasta?
Pasta was delicious.
Okay.
I leave the Tupperware on the table, right? Those wooden tables out there, so that when I leave, I can just grab it and go. I get in my car, I start driving home, and I realize, oh, son of a gun, I somehow forgot the Tupperware. I would have sworn I would have got it. And so I drive back, and I'm looking all around, and it's gone. The Tupperware's not on the table. I thought maybe I left it in the kitchen. It's not in the kitchen. I look in the fridge. Did I put it back in the fridge by accident? It's not there.
This is your Tupperware.
This is my Tupperware, and I'm going to get crap from Allie at home if I return without the Tupperware, because I've already lost one before. So I say in my head, I cannot lose a second one. So I walk into the newsroom.
Wait, how expensive is this Tupperware? Can you just buy those ones that totally you can throw away?
Totally. But I'm partial, and she's partial to Tupperware we already have. Okay. So I walk into the newsroom because they're the only people that are left. And I walk in there, and it's Levon Putney, who does the news here at night, and Annette is the news director. And I say to both of them, do either of you guys know if you've seen a Tupperware with a red lid and it's clear? I was going to bring it home. It was mine. It's gone. Annette says no. Levon chimes in immediately. That was mine. You ate my lunch.
What?
And I'm struck. I said, that was mine. No, I didn't eat your lunch. She said, yeah, you did. That was my lunch. I was wondering who did it.
Is he upset at this point?
So I don't know Levon all that well, but I'm telling, we were not getting off on the right foot. I'll leave it at that. And so
he was like yelling or just
it might have been
strong.
Like a playful yell, but it was strong. Right. It was strong.
Okay.
And so I said, Levon, no, my Tupperware, I had pasta. He said, I had pasta. You ate my pasta. And I said, oh my God, did I really? I said, it was in a Tupperware with a red. He said, mine was in a Tupperware with a red top. And I said, I swear to you, mine was. He says, I know yours was still in the fridge because I dumped yours out.
Wait, why did he dump yours out?
Because he was angry that somebody ate his. He obviously knew that it was a mistake because I had a very similar pasta. We both had rigatoni with vodka sauce. His had vegetables. I thought ours did. Mine was just onion and maybe a little tomato.
And he said, probably was not as good as his.
It was four days old. So he says, I was frustrated. I knew somebody ate my lunch. I didn't know who it was. I saw that they had left theirs in the fridge, and I dumped theirs out.
He's got a little temper on him,
But he also has a bit of a point.
He
had my Tupperware in his desk.
But he knew it was an accident, too.
Well, it was either an accident or he thought somebody said, well, this guy's pasta looks a little better than mine. Let me have this one. I don't know, but
who would do that?
So I profusely apologize. I said, Levon, I'm so sorry. I would never eat your pasta knowingly. We had him in similar Tupperwares.
Right, he also doesn't know you.
Right, we're not. I mean, I worked nights the last Monday and Tuesday this week, and he was doing news, so like we have some sort of a rapport, but it's the bare minimum. And I felt so bad.
I would be dying. I don't know if I can come back to work.
I emailed him as soon as I got home. I said, Levon, please, favorite beer, favorite food, whatever. I offered him DoorDash last night because poor guy had nothing to eat. He's here till 11 p.m.
What did he say?
He said, no, don't worry about it. Like, we were laughing about it. Annette was hysterical in the corner because she's watching all this unfold. I said, if I can DoorDash you anything, I will do it. Whatever you want, I
promise. You should have just not asked and DoorDashed him some pasta.
I should have done that. I emailed him when I got home. I said, your favorite beer, your favorite food, whatever it is, let me know. Whenever you're next in office, I will bring it and leave it for you. He sent me a long email this morning like, dude, me and Annette were cracking up about it last night. We know that it wasn't on purpose.
Oh, my God. That's a riot.
I was mortified.
Okay, so I'm glad you are bringing this up, Kyle, because there is strict protocol when it comes to the office fridge when you share things with people. However, not everybody understands the protocol, and some things fall into that gray area. For instance, I mentioned this to you. First of all, Dennis once bought in a huge industrial size bottle of honey because he likes to have honey before he gets on the air, kind of hid it behind something in a cabinet because it was his and he didn't want to share it. And he said it became communal property. My thought is, unless you have your name on it and say, like, please don't take, if you have a big bottle of something, it's communal property, because sometimes in the office, we have things that are communal property,
sure.
Right? So like you have a big bag of sugar in the cabinet.
Yeah.
It's for everybody's coffee.
Communal.
Right. You can't write on there, this is my 5-pound bag of sugar. Somebody's going to take a teaspoon, whether you like it or not. But what are the rules of the fridge at work? And how does it work where you work? 1-800-283-101.5. Is anything communal? Has anybody ever taken your stuff? Is there any workplace argument over the stuff in the fridge? And also, don't you think Kyle owes Leon Putney now?
Levon
Putney. Of course it's Levon. Like the song.
Right.
Maybe we should play it for him when we get back.
Okay.
Doesn't Kyle owe Levon at least a pasta DoorDash? At the very least. 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. Give us your app chat messages, but I also really need to, everybody's cracking up. I want to hear from you guys on the telephone today. Don't leave us hanging. Your phone calls next, 1019. Here's New Jersey Fast.
Listen, Judy, on New Jersey 101.5.
What am I doing? It's a Dennis and Judy show. I'm Judy Franco. Den's off today. I'm with Kyle. All is well in the world. Kyle told a really great story about how he stole a coworker's lunch inadvertently. They did look very similar. He accidentally ate Levon Putney's lunch. And the two of them had like a little, you know, laugh about it. But first, Levon was like pissed and he like dumped out Kyle's pasta, which looked very, very similar. And by the way, I don't know why he just didn't eat yours instead of dumping it.
I think he said there was something in mine that he didn't like. But yeah, I had the same thought. I was like in my head.
Like, what could be in yours that he didn't like, little children?
I don't know. It's funny because we each had rigatoni.
It's pasta, yeah, it was, you know?
Well, his had all the vegetables, you know? And look, right. I should have known. I even said to him, I said, it was 4 days old, Levon. I didn't even remember. I didn't take it because I wanted it. I took it because I had to eat something.
Yeah, but once you said so, yours was 4 days old,
well,
then
it was already
you could
dumped.
Assume yeah. that. Well, I saw yours looked a little fresher, so I took yours.
That, well, you're right. Yeah, he thought that.
That's hysterical.
I just
and
was
also,
not thinking.
Everybody on the app chat is really laughing at you about that. We need to talk about this later.
Mm-hmm.
This is a topic in and of itself. The scourge on society is Tupperware reusable containers. The bane of my existence is Tupperware. There's no place to put it. You can't keep it together.
Yeah.
It takes up so much room. Some of them are, and then the top doesn't match the bottom, but the bottom matches. I don't know what to tell you. It's a nightmare. But anyway, you must have some like gold plated Tupperware that Allie was going to be pissed if you threw away $1.79.
You know, it's the second time, by the way, I've left Tupperware at work and came back for it. And this is the second time I've been made fun of for it. Sam was the other one. I remember one time
really?
I left Tupperware and I came running back in and he was having a meeting with like you and Dennis. And they were like, what do you got? You were said, why are you here? I said, I left a Tupperware. And Sam said, aren't they just, don't you throw them out after you use them?
And
I said, no.
Usually.
No. I keep my Tupperware. I have a whole cabinet full of it. I would like to keep it that way.
All right. Let us move to Jeanette. Our friend in Trenton. You're not a Trenton hooker, are you?
Ha! No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
And actually, my name is Janet. It's Janet.
Oh, okay. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Judy. How are you guys? You're great. I love listening to you guys. Great topic.
Thank you. So, you know that every workplace has some kind of, I don't know, rule, unwritten laws about the fridge. So,
mm-hmm.
What happened to you, Janet?
Okay, this happened maybe about a little less than 2 months ago, and a place where I work at, which I know I can't say. So I made up this homemade, delicious turkey macaroni salad, put it in the work fridge in our break room and everything, and I was so looking forward to eating it on my lunchtime. So I go in, and I notice that one of the girls is sitting there, and she's got this big, giant container, and it looks like it's like the pasta macaroni salad, and I'm like, okay, whatever. So I open up the fridge, and I look. I'm like, where's my bowl of my turkey macaroni salad? I'm looking. And there it was sitting on the counter by the sink, and it was only about a tablespoon full of it left. I went, are you serious? And I looked. I'm like, who took my salad? And I look over, and the one girl that was eating this turkey macaroni salad, I know it was my lunch because I saw her coming to work that morning. She did not have nothing with her. She literally took my lunch.
You watched a woman come in. Wait, but Janet, you watched her walk in and noticed what she had in her hand?
Well, no, when I came into the break room to have my lunch, I saw that she was eating something that looked like it was like my turkey macaroni salad.
Right, I gotcha. I'm just, she said, I know, you said, I know it was her because she walked in with nothing. And I'm like, nobody watches what somebody else is carrying into work.
Oh, believe me, we don't. We have to around there.
Oh, God. But, what do you work in the prison? Just, what is this, Orange is the New Black?
No, I work in an assisted living place.
I got you. All right, Janet, whatever it is. I love you. Thank you for calling. I tried.
0 for 3. You know what's...
And Leon instead of Levon. You forgot about that.
0 for 4. Two things. I love how Scott and Clearwater's just on my side. He says Levon is in the doghouse.
No matter what.
He's always got my back.
By the way, a lot of boy crushes on the app chat. Have you noticed that?
There's a few, yeah.
There are a few people who are like madly in love with you. Virginia, I want to talk to you in Staten Island. She has an interesting question for you. Kyle stole somebody's lunch by accident, but what are the rules around the refrigerator in your workplace, the communal fridge? Virginia, we'll talk to you in a minute right now on New Jersey 101.5. Let's take a break for the news.
More Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
We're back. Judy Franco here with Kyle Forcini, otherwise known as KFO, otherwise known as Pizza. He's got a lot of nicknames here.
Pizza.
Kyle admitted to a transgression that is pretty much forbidden in every workplace across America. He took a coworker's pasta and ate it for lunch.
When you say it like that, it makes it seem like I did this on purpose.
Oh, he did. And then he just left the Tupperware for somebody else to clean up.
You know what else?
Oh, by the way, somebody asked a really important question. So Kyle tells a story. He accidentally ate somebody's very similar pasta out of a very similar container, right?
Yes.
Now, Levon got pissed off and he tossed your pasta, right?
Right.
So now Scott in Clearwater asks a very legitimate question. Did you retrieve the tossed Tupperware because you were very upset about it?
No, he didn't toss the Tupperware. He just dumped out the pasta. So got the Tupperware back.
Oh.
Yeah. So I got that. Now, it was in his desk. He did take it. He said, if they're going to eat my pasta, I'm going to take their Tupperware. To which I replied, look, I agree with you. I just want my Tupperware back. Otherwise, I'm in the doghouse. So he did give it back, but just dumped out the pasta. I actually thought the more important question was from Emin Hazlitt. Is the caller ever going to explain what turkey macaroni salad is?
She was very excited about the turkey.
Yeah, it wasn't macaroni. Just any macaroni salad. It was turkey macaroni salad, which I had never heard of before. And real quick, too. So Levon had popped in to the studio around like 3:15, 3:30 yesterday, which I thought was weird because he just popped in his head and was like, hey, Kyle, you're still here? And I said, yeah. And I was going to have a conversation with him, but then he was gone. He just popped in. And he when we were talking about the pasta later, he said, that's why I popped in. I thought maybe Kyle ate it. But then I said, no, he would never do that. I'm not going to blame it on him. I'm just going to keep on going and it'll be a mystery as to who ate my pasta. And I said, I wish I could tell you that it wasn't me and that you were right in that moment, but you weren't. And I ate it. I'll tell you what, it was awful end of the day yesterday.
I feel so bad. I am so sorry.
It was
sorry.
Tough. It was tough to stomach. The pasta was easy to stomach. The eating his was tough.
I got to tell you something. I feel sorry for you because it is humiliating.
Yeah.
But guess what? You finally got to meet and talk to Levon.
That's very true.
So now you guys are bonded.
I think the toughest part is that I was exposed by my own doing. I just wanted my Tupperware back, but that led to then a pasta disagreement.
Right.
If I never went back and I just drove home and said, Allie, somebody stole my Tupperware, still would have been a mystery. And I would have just,
it's true.
You know, I wouldn't have even felt guilty because I thought I ate my pasta.
Right. And then Levon also would have been like, he would have had this anger and bitterness.
Well, yes.
Always churning in his soul.
Right.
Of who stole his pasta. But that's good.
But he wouldn't have known it was me because he even said, dude, I would have never thought
that's
it was
you.
That's
why I'm saying he would have had this burning question.
Yeah. We could have blamed it on a salesperson.
Or the truth is you could have blamed, like, who's somebody like we don't like?
Right.
I mean, I can name a few of them.
Joe Heyer.
Should have blamed it on Joe Heyer.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Or Eric Scott.
Right. Although, yes.
You really should.
So many other options. But when you're in the moment like that and you're caught red-handed, I didn't think quick enough.
You know what you should have said? What would have been really funny? You're just like, that's so funny. I saw Sam eating out of a red Tupperware. Like, what's he going to do to the boss? You know what I mean?
It's a very good point.
But there are strict rules about communal food in your communal kitchen at work. So, God, so many people have questions about this, Kyle. This is like, you know those documentaries on Netflix where the next day there's like a whole Reddit, like a whole subreddit about it?
Yeah.
And everybody wants to talk about it? That's what you've created
here. I have. It's Pastagate.
Pastagate, the Levon Putney story. Virginia in Staten Island, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? I have like a diagonal topic because my question was, did he get his food back and then the Tupperware? And that's been answered. But I have two stories that are quick. One is I was in this like mini dorm, like in nursing school. This girl ate my bologna sandwich. And then the reason I found out is because she says to me, you need to put something on your sandwich. It's boring because she said you should put mustard or something. And I was like, you know,
that person's just a psychopath.
But then afterwards, we both went to Wagner, but I found out she was a commuter because commuters always carried all their books with them, so you could spot a commuter a mile away. So I'm walking to the cafeteria, surrounded by a bunch of friends, and we just like looked at her and we're like, oh, you know, we're going into here. And she was a commuter and she just like stood there. So I got, you know, karma. And then this woman at work, she takes my cake that my mother made with walnuts on top. And she's like, no, I didn't. She had no teeth. The walnuts are dancing in between, like, her cheeks. Like,
this is so...
Walk right there. And then she got on a ventilator and she passed. So,
oh, my. What in the world?
This is disgusting. This whole story is disgusting.
Yeah, but at least the point is that there is karma.
Right, there is karma, absolutely. You're going to get yours, Kyle, is what she said.
Am I the only one that got concerned by the end of that?
I was a little nervous about it.
Ate the pasta, walnuts dancing, but it's okay. She ended up on a ventilator. I don't know if that's apples to apples.
And then she dropped dead. So everything worked out well.
She ate the pasta, but she was allergic. Or the
and
almonds.
Then she died.
And then so I watched perfect. Her die. My God.
So all is well in the universe.
Yeah, I got
an
my
eye for an eye. All right. 1-800-283-101.5 is our number. Do you guys understand the protocol of a shared refrigerator? Kyle did not. And what are your stories about what happened in work around your food? And by the way, another comment from our app chat. Since Levon returned the Tupperware, no, he is not in the doghouse anymore from Scott.
Scott, he should not be in the doghouse. He's all good.
But also, he does make a good point. Ro makes a good point. Label your container.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people who believe that there are things that are fair game.
Yeah, well, here's I mean, legitimately, though, here, like, I would normally label it, but I always know what my Tupperware is. So when I walked into the fridge or opened the fridge and I see clear Tupperware, red top with pasta, I'm thinking to myself, of course, that's exactly where I put mine. I'm going to take it. I didn't even think to label it because I didn't know someone would have the exact same Tupperware. There was nothing different about it other than the veggies on top.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was God's way, because that's a very big coincidence. The same Tupperware, the same vegetables. The same... It was God's way of having you bond with a coworker. That's what I believe. You and Levon, again, you have this. Now you have this
connection. We do.
All right. So let's go to Ridley in Morrisville. Oh, no. Should we let him? If we could tell you a story quick, Ridley, because we got to go to traffic. What happened?
Okay. So this is a bad one. So I had just gotten a promotion at work, and it was my first time locking up the store, something from the freezer part of the fridge. And it's important that you know this fridge is, like, older than I am three times. And it has this suction thing that needs to fully seal or else everything in there will defrost. got in there the next morning. My boss comes up to me furious. He's like, you defrosted $300 worth of food. You didn't shut the fridge right.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
I felt so horrible. I feel terrible about it to this day. But I kept the job, but it was definitely a little weird for a couple days.
I bet it was. And then, Ridley, the last comment you have here is that Kyle needs to do something.
Oh, yeah. Kyle's got to leave on some pasta. There's no getting around that. Levon doesn't say it, dude, you gotta give him some pasta.
Man, I gotta make it right. You're 100% right. Thank you, Ridley.
Thank you so much. I want to talk to Sandy in Riverside. She has a really interesting question. I mean, a really interesting comment because she worked in a restaurant. We're going to talk to her in a second. But let's first take a look at New Jersey Fast Station.
It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 10:55 on the dot. And at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot.
You got to do it, Kyle. A lot of people saying they would have happily eaten Kyle's 4-day-old pasta. Hashtag Team Kyle.
I'm shocked because it should be Team Levon all the way.
And then somebody wrote, if Kyle did not so desperately need his precious Tupperware back for fear of Allie throwing hands, would he have ever told Levon he ate it? Love you guys.
No, because I wouldn't have realized.
That's right.
I would have just thought my Tupperware, my pasta that I didn't even really remember, and all would have been fine.
And then Ken, I love you, in Red Bank, he goes, and then this one time at band camp. Let's go to Sandy in Riverside. She says she worked in a restaurant, and they had a different protocol there. Am I right, Sandy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We had a family style thing, and whatever was on the back table was up for grabs.
So, in other words, the restaurant would feed you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But it was like put out, and then it was like we're all eating off of each other's plates.
Okay, so even if you brought in your own food, it was kind of understood that anybody could have it.
Yeah, but we never did that because we knew that the restaurant was going to feed us, you know.
So, I love this, by the way.
Yeah, and if we did bring in our own food, and sometimes I would, like, make something special for somebody, and I would be like, all right, put it in the refrigerator, but put your car keys with it. This way they wouldn't forget it. This way, when they would go to leave, they wouldn't forget it. But every restaurant I've ever worked at, they would feed us, and mostly family style. And it was always like put out, and we were always like eating off of each other's plates.
I would just assume that restaurants fed you. I never worked in a restaurant, but do all restaurants feed you?
I got fed when I worked at a restaurant.
Where did you work? Every restaurant.
Palermo's.
Oh, right.
Well, I worked.
Yeah, but then after a while, you're eating pizza every single day of your life. Now?
I could give you names, but
this is good pizza, and I know their tomato pie or whatever it's called.
Delicious.
No, sorry, Trenton pie.
Right,
Trenton pie.
Delicious.
So Kyle had an uncomfortable experience with a coworker. Kyle, I hope you can hear me because I can't hear myself.
Yeah, I hear
you. I'm just going.
You don't even hear me.
Yeah, no, it happens every once in a while. Pamela in Clementon says, I had a housekeeper in my nursing department take a bite of my apple. You ready for this one? She took a bite of the apple and put it back in the fridge.
Ooh.
I swear to God this happened. I did confront her when I found out, and she basically had no reply. That's a person who's like, not a hundo.
Either not a hundo or is doing something to get back at you. You know, you're going to pay me this. I'm going to take a bite out of your apple.
But
I don't know that that's
no,
a great
that Pamela
karma,
didn't say I did something to her.
Well, there may be something left out of the story. I mean, who just takes a bite of an apple? Nobody's doing that and putting it back.
I just realized something because you said this, Kyle.
Yeah.
if you ever bring in an apple, don't think Levon's not going to take a bite of it and then put it back.
I'll keep it on my person. So I know that it can't be eaten. It's in my pocket.
Kyle, is that your apple?
My pocket
or are you just
apple.
Happy to see me? My pocket
Don't
apple.
Worry, guys. That's just my pocket apple. And then they'll ask, why in the world would you carry a pocket? You don't understand. Levon may eat it.
Levon may take a bite of it.
Levon may take a bite of my apple as my comeuppance. Which I deserve, to be totally fair.
But isn't comeuppance like the best word in the world?
I've been waiting the entire hour for the right time to use it, and I finally got it with a minute to spare.
It needs to really be brought in heavy duty to the lexicon. You're so
comeuppance
right.
is phenomenal. We use karma really too is. Much now. Use comeuppance.
Can we like start a band and just call it comeuppance?
Pocket apple comeuppance? That's the new band name.
And the best part is it's on your person. Yes. That's another good one. Yes. I'm keeping it on my person.
I'm keeping an apple on my person. For reasons unbeknownst to anybody but myself. And Levon. He knows. Well,
all right. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with Kyle's comeuppance right after this. Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, New Jersey Chime Time. 11:09, Dennis and Judy Show 3.0 with me, Judy Franco, Kyle Forsini in today. Kyle, we mentioned before, well, I mentioned before when my son walked into the room and he goes, Ma, can you buy more? What do you want? Hand soap. Hand soap. I buy a big giant thing of orange hand soap. It smells really pretty. So now I fill all the bathroom things and the kitchen thing with this hand soap. Okay, everybody's very happy. Everybody smells all orangey and happy. Lovely. So now this big, gigantic tub of orange hand soap is running out. So my big, giant son, who's 27 years old, comes in, Ma, can you buy more hand soap? And all I can think to myself is like, you go buy friggin' hand soap. Like, who am I? But you know... And then he was like, he kind of looked at me like, I don't know where you get this. And the truth is, he can't get it where I get it from because I get it from the supplier that supplies my son-in-law's rest. Don't even ask. So it's not like he could even really buy it. But it just occurred to me that, like, I'm the mom. I've been buying him groceries since he was one. So he just expects me to fill it, which I get. And it's not unreasonable. But then I realized, you know, my husband will also say, did you notice, like, we're out of paper towels. I just check where the paper towels, where we keep them, and we're out. And I'm like, is that a news flash or are you trying to tell me something? I'm like, why can't you? Nobody else in this house, none of my daughter here for the summer. She buys things, you know, but everybody just naturally assumes that if we're out of something, it's going to be me buying it. Who is the person who is in charge of supply refilling / procurement / groceries in your home? And how did that person become the person? Or do you kind of share the responsibility? What is the system where you live? 1-800-283-101.5. Now, I realize most people don't have what I have, where there are two families living in one house for the summer. So there are a lot of things coming in and going out, and some people are in charge of this and some people are in charge of that. But the bottom line is I am the queen of this castle. So therefore, if they run out of hand soap, it's on me. If they run out of Tupperware, even the kind you throw in the garbage, even the kind that Kyle steals from Levon, it's going to be on me to get it. And I'm like, wait, can you not get anything? So I'm wondering, do you just like when you see something run out in your house, you go get it? Or do you automatically assume the woman is in charge of it? And if you live with maybe you're not even married, maybe you just like live with somebody, maybe you have roommates, four guys living together, then who's in charge? Is there like no system? Should have asked, right? My son lived with like three guys after college before he got married.
There had to have been no system.
Right? No three guys.
I just know that if I lived with my friends, there would be no system. And then whoever becomes the first person to buy something, the other friends are going to rely on that person to do it all.
Oh,
for sure.
Really?
Yeah. My friends would be like that. It would be like playing chicken to figure out who the first person would be to finally get more toilet paper. And then once they did it, every time it runs out, they're expecting that person to get it again.
Okay, so how does it work in your house? 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. Tell us who is in charge of supplies. Now, when I say supplies, I also mean groceries. So I can't say like apples and oranges because those things are subjective and not necessarily needed. You could run out of apples and live for 6 months. But if you run out of toilet paper or paper towels, there has to be somebody in charge of that. We use bottled water. We go through one of those big 35 bottle cases a week. And then we'll be down to the last two bottles and my husband will look around and he'll see the kids have had like two sips out of a bottle and then they leave it. And now we don't know whose it is and the top's not even on it. And so we waste all of this money on the bottle. So he goes, hey, we're out of bottles. I'm like, dude, like why? And by the way, I don't go out and buy it. I only get it delivered. But you can click on, you know, Instacart. Why is it my problem?
Yeah.
So who buys the stuff in your house? And are you the one who is in charge of it? And how did that become the case? What is your grocery shopping? We know EJ is in charge of his.
Oh, he was always, yeah.
He was obsessed.
He was always
with his Aldi.
Aldi, yeah, anywhere after work.
Yeah. So 1-800-283-101.5. What is your system, Kyle?
Well, so I have a weird thing about me where I am sort of hoarder-ish, but at the same time, I have like a resourcefulness to myself where I will mention to Allie when we have about four paper towel rolls left. And I'll say, oh, yeah, we're getting a little low on paper towels.
How many do you buy?
We get them in packs of 12, I think.
Wow, where do you even keep them in an apartment?
Right underneath of the sink. We have like a whole paper towel wall, basically.
Okay.
And so I will mention like, hey, we have four paper towel rolls left. Not that I'm saying you should go get them, just that I'm saying when we go to the grocery store next, let's get them. But her response is always, there's four left. We don't need them yet. I always anticipate being out. And so what it ends up happening is we don't get them that time. And then eventually she will just end up getting them when we're officially out.
Right.
But I'm kind of always just putting it on the radar. And
men are like that. My husband does the same thing.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll be like, we have six rolls of toilet paper left. He's like, but, you know, there's a lot of people in this house. Six is enough. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I do the same thing with toilet paper. I'll notice that we're running low on it and I might make a comment or just mentally start getting stressed that I'm going to be on the bowl one day and I've got nothing to help myself with. I have
Especially
always,
you.
Yeah, we know my habits.
Yes.
Although I do it at work frequently, but so I've always been this kid where when I was growing up, it was the same thing. My parents would make fun of me. If there was an Oreo or two Oreos left in the case, I would never eat them. I wouldn't eat them because I didn't want to know I had none left. So I would wait until there were more brought in, and then I would eat the final two of the old casing and then go to the next. I don't know what it is.
You would think?
I grew up in the Depression. I didn't. I didn't grow up in the 1920s and had to ration my food, but I've always been like that. So there will be Cheez-Its that sit in the pantry, and they'll go stale because I've left them for a month and we've never gotten new ones, and there was like seven left, and
that is the
then they don't get
literally
eaten.
That is like a psychological problem.
I have an issue.
It may never have been diagnosed, but that's something weird.
No, I got something wrong with me, for sure. I eat other people's pasta, and then I don't eat my own food that is left over. It's weird. I don't know why I do it.
And your parents said you did this even when you were younger?
Always, since I was a kid. Because when I was a kid and when I was, you know, young teenager, I would, Mom, there's only one Oreo left. Okay, eat the Oreo. No, because then I'll have none left. Well, what sense does that make? If you don't eat the one, then you have none left anyway. Because you're not eating it. But in my brain, it makes sense. I know it's odd. Like, for instance, we've had about five blackberries left in the fridge since we went last Saturday to the farm market. I'm not eating them till today. Because I know tomorrow I can get new ones at the farm market again.
It kind of reminds me of like my dad used to say, treat the half mark on your gas tank like it's E.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, I got used to doing that because I had run out of gas when I was younger, you know, a few times, and it was traumatic. So then you remember that middle of the tank, that's E. So now I start panicking when it gets to the, I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be middle. And Mark's like, okay, relax. You still have another 400 miles.
Yeah, you could drive a lot.
But I'm like, no. You got to feel it when it's in the middle. You know what I mean?
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's go to John in, oh, John, you know what? He says he has a system, and I want to talk to him about it, but our app chat is open too. Let me know who's in charge of the grocery list in your house and who decided that person's in charge. Do you tell the person what to buy or do they just know? 1-800-283-101.5. John, talk to you in a second, 1118. Here's New Jersey Fast Track.
His favorite conversation, Dennis and Judy, New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy Show, Judy Franco here, over there, Senor Kyle Forcini. Great to be here. We're asking, who is it that replenishes the groceries in the house? And how did that person become the replenisher? Why did I become mom? We're almost out of paper towels. Okay, thanks. Write an article in the newspaper about what do you want me to do? Somebody wrote that they think EJ inherited the shopping duties.
He may have.
Get it. Let's go to John in Freehold. He says there's no person in charge. How does it work in your house, John?
Good morning, guys. It's always great to listen to you. It used to be my wife, but then she discovered this app and she puts on whatever is running out. And as I see something that's running out, I put it on the app. And usually I go out early, 6 o'clock, and I go over and I do some shopping. But the app will really help you out, Judy.
Okay. How does it work?
It's any list. That's the name of the app. And you just set up, you just add whatever it is it might be, milk, sugar, whatever it is, paper towels especially, toilet paper. As it runs out, you just add it to that list. And each one of us, we know.
I have to say, there was something in that Amazon had. I don't think anybody uses it anymore. They probably don't even have it. Kyle, it's 10 years ago exactly, so you might remember this, because I remember my daughter was a newlywed. They had these little buttons that you could stick on your refrigerator. One said Bounty, one said Northern, one said, you know, it was all like the brands you use. One said Tide, and then you would just press it. And it would put it in your cart in Amazon.
Wow. No, I never heard of this.
Do you remember this?
I don't.
John, do you remember that?
Never. I do not. No. Well, at that time, it was okay. My wife will take care of it.
Right. Okay. So things have changed in your house a little bit. John, thank you so much for calling New Jersey 101.5. I have an app, and Mark is on the app. So that if we're running out of stuff, we both like stick stuff on that list, but it's still my responsibility to get it. So all he does is add stuff.
He's just the messenger.
He's the messenger.
Yeah.
Exactly. But somebody has to please, because I didn't dream it. Somebody has to remind me about those Amazon buttons, or else I'm going to have to like ChatGPT it. And it was cool. They were magnetic, so you could stick it on your fridge. And press the button. But how did it add the stuff?
I don't know. This feels like it's way ahead of its time, that you could just stick it on your fridge and it adds it to your cart. I feel like 10 years ago, I didn't even know what Amazon was.
Okay. Well, then there's something wrong with you. Okay. I actually have to call my daughter about this because I'm going to put it on the air if you can hear her.
Yeah, we got it.
Hello?
You're live on the air. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What were those buttons you used to have from Amazon that you could put on your fridge? I remember you did this when you first got married, and you pressed it when you were out of something, and it could buy you the thing. Or am I imagining?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was called?
I don't remember what it was called, but it was like a button. I had it for paper towels, so it said Bounty on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you just click it, and then it would just ship it to your house.
Okay, but how would that work? Like, was it Bluetooth? Like, how would that work?
I have no idea.
It must have been Bluetooth.
Yeah, it's called the Amazon Dash button or the Amazon Dash wand. They were Wi-Fi devices that were taped or put on your fridge. Yeah.
That is so interesting. And do they not make them anymore?
You're asking me?
Discontinued in 2019.
I've never seen it since then.
Yeah, Kyle said they discontinued it. All right, thanks so much for the info.
No problem.
How's everything going over there 6 feet away from me?
Good, great.
Okay, great. Great to hear from you. Goodbye. They discontinued it because it was really stupid. Like, basically, yes, you could press it and they would deliver it to your house. But you also could pick up your phone, press it, and they would deliver it to your house. So, like, it saved you one step.
Yeah.
But it did seem very space age, and that's what I loved about it. Rena is in charge. She's a woman who's in charge. She gets the good deals. She is the captain of her ship, and I hope you'll hang on a minute, Rena, in Pensauken, because we really want to talk to you. And there are a lot of people who are like that. Like, I'm in charge. Who's in charge of buying the supplies in your house? And how did that person become the one in charge? Your call is coming up next on New Jersey 101.5.
The conversation continues. Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
We back on the Dennis and Judy Show with me and Kyle. And we're talking about who's in charge of getting the groceries when you're running out of stuff in your house, and how does it work? I found out that that Amazon Dash button was discontinued. I just thought it was the cutest thing. I'm so mad. And a lot of people on our app chat, tons of people on our app chat. And also Scott wrote, instead of K-Y-L-E, he wrote K-Y-K-E. So I don't know if he was talking to me or you. Do you see that?
I did see it, yeah.
I'm like, Scott, a little bit of a typo there.
Yeah.
Killer Tick says, my daughter and her two daughters have been living with me for about 6 months. So you feel my pain, Killer Tick. I'm in charge of the groceries because my daughter gets EBT, which if she goes shopping at the store, it's, oh, she has to go like to two different stores. So it's funny because, hold on a minute. I look for sales at different stores and nobody's allowed to do the dishes. They never come clean. Okay. You were talking about the dishwasher thing. I knew there was something I wanted to refer to on that. I'm bad at the dishwasher. Rena, I'll get to you in a minute. I freely admit I'm bad at the dishwasher. I shove things in at the last minute. I'm too lazy to like really get all the stuff off. I won't put something in there with like actual food debris. But if there's marinara sauce on a plate, whatever, you know, I'll rinse it a little. But whatever stuck on there, stuck on there. You're like Mark. Mm-hmm. You want me to wash the dish before I put it in the dishwasher.
What's
the point?
It's not washing it, but I am very big into there cannot be any morsels left. Rinse the plate so that anything that can come off will come off. Especially if you're eating, like, we'll have a lot of pastas with cheese, which Levon threw out yesterday. But a lot of pastas with cheese. I'm just kidding. But we will do a lot of pastas with cheese. So when that's in a bowl, the cheese kind of sticks to the bottom of the bowl. And I have to try my hardest to at least get that off because I've had instances where the cheese does not come off in the dishwasher.
Egg also, I mean, you have to scrub a plate with egg.
For sure. And the same thing with if you do a Tupperware and you put it in the dishwasher, which we do because we're not trying to buy new ones. You have to try and get that thing as clean as you can because if it doesn't come out from the dishwasher, it's going to be stained and you're going to have a red sauce stain in there.
Kyle, we have to talk one day about the dishwasher for 1 hour.
I'm all for it. I have my rules.
Because there is so, I cannot even tell you the argument about this. Like when I start to load, he's like, get away, as if I'm about to bomb the house. Anyway, Rena is in Pensauken. Who's in charge of the groceries at your house? And how did that person become in charge of it? Or you just kind of have an unspoken rule when things start to run out, somebody goes out and buys. But, you know, we don't have this unspoken rule. Everybody just assumes that it's me. Hi, Rena. Tell me how you became the one in charge.
Because I'm the mom. What else? You know?
Yeah.
You sound thrilled.
So, so now, even though they're, you know, grown men, I still do it. But again, I do not wait. I see something on special, especially if it's something that is not gonna go bad. I fill up. By the pandemic, I sent Dennis an email. I said, listen, if you guys need toilet paper, let me know. I have plenty.
You have plenty right now?
No, pandemic.
Can you bring some over?
You know how long I went without buying toilet paper? Almost 3 years.
Oh, my God. How many rolls did you have?
Oh, I had almost half of the basement was full.
You're worse than me. And I thought I was bad. Oh, my goodness.
Because, listen, back before the pandemic, ShopRite used to do the Black Friday with the Charming was like half the regular price.
Yeah.
So I will get like 20 packs every Black Friday.
Is it bad that like I don't buy Charmin?
No. Mm-hmm.
I like, I know that you're a loser if you don't buy Bounty. Like there is nothing else you can do but
I'm
Bounty,
a loser.
Right. You don't buy Bounty?
I do when I'm feeling like I should splurge.
Oh, it's expensive. Okay, because, well, what do you buy?
Whatever the Aldi brand is. It's like the off-brand version. It's Aldi's Bounty. It's County. Okay. You know, it's sort of the same.
It's Shounty.
Right.
Frounty.
Yes.
Okay, but let me just tell you one thing. I'm not even joking. I'm not going to judge you for it because Presto, which is Amazon's brand,
mm-hmm.
you can buy both their toilet paper and their paper towels. And they're great. And somebody once saw the Presto in my house and like, how can you not buy Bounty? And I do normally buy Bounty, but I'm just like, it really is good. It's good.
Bounty is by far and away the best, though, because the times where I decide to get that versus what I get at Aldi, I'm always in my head saying, I need to just continue getting Bounty. It's so much better. The paper towel doesn't disintegrate in my hand.
No, the Aldi ones probably suck. But
they're not as good.
The Kirkland ones... People say to me, I don't go to Costco, but people say the Costco Kirkland brand paper towels are exactly the same as Bounty.
I believe that. Costco's got all the good stuff. Yeah.
So it's funny because this brings up another discussion about, which we always talk about brand loyalty, which we have to talk about one of these days. Because some things I think we're just brainwashed. Because I'll tell you the truth. Yes, there's a difference in Hellman's, the taste of Hellman's mayo. There is a difference in Bounty toilet paper, but... Somebody that thinks you can only use Philadelphia cream cheese, I'm sorry. Every cream cheese is the same.
I don't even know if there's another brand. I mean, I'm sure there's another brand that does the dish soap, but I always use Dawn dish soap. Always.
Oh my God, there's 1,000 brands of dish soap.
I only use Dawn, and I've only ever used Dawn. And I look for that brand.
So it's funny because Palmolive is about a tenth of the price. And here's what I think. My dad used to take the Dawn... because it was more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we have a little dispenser by the sink that so you don't have to keep the bottle out. Do you have that?
No, we have a bottle.
Okay, so then it's harder to do with the bottle. But my dad used to do what people did with Smirnoff's vodka, where they took the Smirnoff's and poured it into a Grey Goose bottle and say nobody would ever know.
Yeah.
My dad put water in the Dawn because he said that we would do 15 pumps of Dawn when it was the same strength as doing, or Palmolive, you needed 15 pumps to get to one pump of Dawn. So the why you like the Dawn is I think it's thicker. That's it.
It's just what I've always used.
So you could actually buy the Palmolive and just use 15 pumps.
Yeah.
And get the same thing you get with Dawn, and it's just...
I mean, look, if it's as cheap as you're saying and it's significantly better price, I'll try it.
Dish soap is so cheap anyway that you can splurge and be like, I'm a Dawn man.
Right.
Okay, so you spent $1.27 instead of 40 cents.
Right. The paper towels are not overly expensive either. Sometimes I just have that weird resourcefulness or being frugal. I don't know what the word is, where I just decide, you know what? No, I don't have that much that I want to spend right now. I'm not going to go drop $16 for paper towels.
No, 100%. And sometimes it's more than that. But Wisco on our app chat says it was very worrisome that I said, is it bad that I don't buy Charmin? And you went,
Hey, I don't think it's a bad thing that you don't, but not to get too deep into the toilet paper discussion, yeah. But you know I have my thoughts on this. And
I know.
You can certainly go wrong with toilet paper.
Oh, absolutely. Like, seriously, unless you're in prison, you should not be using Scott toilet paper, period, end of subject.
Yeah.
I think we all can agree.
There's okay? Take care of down there.
But I started using Quilted Northern.
Okay.
And it's, I mean, I should have known it's not bad because it's not cheap, you know?
Right.
So like Quilted Northern and even Angel Soft and Cottonelle are all good.
Yep.
I think it's only Scott you can't buy.
There's specific ones that I avoid. And it's because, but it's also been some trial and error. When we moved into the apartment, first one I got, I didn't realize. And then I put it on the, you know, the rung that you use for it. And first time I used it, I said, no.
I think though that
never again.
But you go here to the bathroom and that's shocking because our toilet paper here is horrible.
It's not the worst. Yeah, I go to a specific bathroom that may have different toilet paper than the others.
Oh, you got to talk to me about the secret bathroom?
I don't want to tell all the secrets, but off the air.
Because we don't want the public walking in
and using
to
our
use the
bathroom.
Secret bathroom. All right. Hang on, everybody. Who is in charge of buying the groceries in your house and how'd they become in charge? Your phone call is coming up 1-800-283-101.5 on the Dennis and Judy Show, 1149. Here's Fast.
It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It's 11:55 on the dot, and it's SellYourCarNow.com. They'll give you cash for your car on the spot.
A lot of reaction to our topic today, Kyle. I am Judy Franco. That's Kyle in for Dennis. And we have so many people on the app chat who want to talk about this. Anna in North Hanover is correcting me about Scott, and I really feel like she deserves to be heard because I have never used Scott Comfort Plus. And if you have septic, the plumber says Scott Comfort Plus is the best because it breaks down not enough to clog the pipe. I don't want to use any toilet paper that breaks down enough not to clog the pipe because then you know what that means. So you can only use Scott Comfort Plus if you have issues with your septic. Otherwise, you know what breaking down easily means, right, Kyle?
I think I do.
It's going to break down easily.
Right. But it feels like Scott Comfort Plus is like the first class of toilet paper.
Yeah, but not, I mean, for Scott.
Yeah, it's this. Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
The Spirit Airlines first class.
The Spirit Airlines of toilet paper.
Right.
It's like wiping your butt with Spirit Airlines.
Spirit. That was
such a good call. It's like wiping yourself with a big yellow 747.
Imagine. Just think of that. Let that one sink in.
Okay. Amber in Annandale says, about 10 years ago, my mom came home, told my dad and I that she retires from food shopping and it worked. So now I'm in charge of it.
My mom tried similar things.
Did it work?
Well, I'm now moved out, but my dad goes with her. But she doesn't like when my dad goes with her because my dad food shops hungry. And then he buys all these snacks that aren't necessary.
Oh, I can't stand shopping with Mark for the exact opposite reason. He's into it for 3 minutes. And then he goes,
he's sick of it.
Are we done?
That's
all right.
Like me.
We have enough.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have enough. We're starving. There's no food in here.
I do have the little kid, are we there yet, in me when it comes to grocery shopping, where we're there for 10 minutes and she's still looking at the cottage cheese. And in my head, I'm thinking, are we done?
Yeah, don't go.
The line's getting much longer. Can we just leave?
Yeah, no. Men should not be anywhere near a grocery store.
And then I also have the issue where when she's on vacation and I'm grocery shopping solo, I'm hitting her up with a million questions. And I say to her, this is what happens. If you want to go on vacation, I'm all for it. Have fun with your friends. I will ask questions while I'm grocery shopping. That's part of the deal. You want to go in California and go to Yosemite? I'm all for it. I'll be in Aldi taking pictures of olive oil. And you got to tell me which one you like. Always.
It's such a guy thing. It's hysterical.
I did it the other day. She was making cookies and she needed another stick of butter because she didn't have enough. And I said, I'll run to CVS. No problem. I run to CVS. They have two sticks of butter left. They're the only ones in the store. I've never seen this brand before. It says it's 100% grass-fed, yada, yada. I said, does this work? Or do I got to go to Acme?
You're smart. Because if you would have come home with the 72% grass-fed or 100% dirt-fed.
Those don't work. Grass-fed only, not dirt-fed, please.
They hate the dirt-fed better.
Yes. Well, I've done that before, though. I told you before, I came home and I had the wrong chocolate morsel. And she said, what the heck was this? And I said...
That was ridiculous. No, no, no.
You didn't tell me.
Admit how stupid you were that day, though.
It wasn't my finest moment.
To our listeners, what... You got confused with chocolate chips.
There were chocolate morsels, and I forget what was it, chocolate chunks, I think is what I ended up getting, and that was a taboo. I should not have done that.
Because she wanted chocolate chips, and you did not know that morsels were chips.
If they're called chocolate chips. Grocery stores, PSA. If they're chocolate chips, label them as chocolate chips, not chocolate morsels. You'll help a lot of men out there.
What made you pick the chunks then? Chunks aren't chips either.
I'd heard of chocolate chunks at least. Ben and Jerry's has chocolate chunks and Cherry Garcia ice cream.
I think that's hysterical.
I've heard of it.
Such a fun time with you, Kyle.
As always.
Have a lovely weekend, everybody. Den's back on Monday. And you know who's next?
Who would that be?
Lou and Michelle. Have a great weekend. Love you guys. See you Monday.
See you Monday. Have a good weekend.